he pointed. When Lord Tywin gets word that we've come south, he'll march north to engage our main host, leaving our riders free to hurry down the west bank to River Run. Rob sat back, not quite daring to smile, but pleased with himself and hungry for her praise. Catelyn frowned down at the map. You'd put a river between the two parts of your army? And between Jaime and Lord Tywin, he said eagerly. The smile came at last. There's no crossing on the Green Fork above the Ruby Ford, where Robert won his crown. Not until the Twins all the way up here, and Lord Frey controls that bridge. He's your father's banner man, isn't that so? The late Lord Frey, Catelyn thought. He is, she admitted. But my father has never trusted him, nor should you. I won't, Rob promised. What do you think? She was impressed, despite herself. He looks like a Tully, she thought. Yet he's still his father's son, and Ned taught him well. Which force would you command? The horse, he answered at once. Again, like his father, Ned will always take the more dangerous task himself. And the other? The great John is always saying that we should smash Lord Tywin. I thought I'd give him the honour.